Good morning. This is Fran. I'd like to talk this morning a little bit about bodhicitta. This is a term that we hear in our Zen practice. And typically we understand this as a wish to awaken for the benefit of all beings. So there's something that's tugging at our hearts, some impulse that we notice, that we have to want to make the world a better place. And part of this that comes up over and over in our liturgy is saving all beings. Every time we have a liturgy service, we end with the four bodhisattva vows, and just about every time we have a sit. And we chant, beings are numberless. I vow to free them. And I have spent much of my practice wondering what in the world that means. How do I vow to free all beings? How is that even possible? I feel like I can't even free myself. And recently I came across a small adaptation of these vows. And they were by a Tibetan teacher named Pema Khandro Rinpoche. And this is the way she said them. Sentient beings are numberless. I practice in order to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I practice in order to transform them. Reality is boundless. I practice in order to realize it. The awakened way is unsurpassable. I practice in order to embody it. And practice feels like something I can do. Reb Anderson, in our sutra book, in Guidance in Shikantaza, says, Zazen practice is selfless. The goal of Zazen is the liberation of all living beings from suffering. But the goal is exactly the same as the practice. In realizing this goal, one becomes free of self-concern and personal gain. And becoming free of self-concern and personal gain actualizes the goal. So how does this happen? When we sit, just like right now, we're sitting in stillness. We're sitting in silence. We're not moving. So this is a practice of radical non-doing. So we're just sitting here and we're allowing what Dogen calls the myriad things to come forth and illuminate us. We're not going forward to illuminate anything. We're just letting all things arise and illuminate us. So there's no breather, just this breath. There's no thinker, just this thought. No listener, just this sound. No looker, just this gallery of faces. So, no separate self, only this constellation of arisings. Hangzhe calls this self and other the same. So if self and other are the same, just these arisings, then I am all beings. I am all things. So caring for anyone or anything is caring for myself. There's just this one body. If we think about caring for our individual bodies, if there's a fever, we care for the fever. If the throat hurts, we care for the throat. If the body feels tired, we care for the part that feels tired. If the stomach's upset, we care for the stomach. So just the same, this one Buddha body, if one part is suffering, then the whole body is suffering. So this is our true selves, this one Buddha body. And when we arise as compassion, we arise as Kuan Yin. We arise from this place of wholeness. And this is saving all beings. This is how we free all beings.